I thought everybody's here not just to make money, but for the sake of helping people, but also to have fun, which is my mission, to help people make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. The reason is I've never met anyone who makes a lot of money for the sake of helping others and having fun that isn't happy. One of the reasons I work with Epic Financial and you is because I like to make a lot of money for the sake of helping others, but there's a lot of work, and it's one of the things I love about Andrew is he sets things up before you make the money. And
absolutely,
human nature is not one of preparation, right? We're one of reaction. We don't like to. It's like, well, when I make all that money, then I'll figure out the tax stuff. But this is when I'll figure out my insurance. This is when I'll figure out the real estate strategy. But it's too late.
Sounds like he's talking about me, folks.
Exactly. It's too late. How did you personally learn to do what you do, which at Epic is to help people make a lot of money for the sake of others and have fun?
Well, thank you for that. And folks, thank you for all being here and for the standing up for us introduction to get out here. I am from New Jersey. I do have a Yankee accent. I know I'm in the middle of Texas, so it's all good, but just allow me to take you through the success process. David became my coach about 3.5 years ago, but the story about money for me begins growing up with a family, middle class. My dad worked 3 jobs and we ran out of money on the 20th of every month. That was it. That was our fate. There was no money by the 20th. And they did the best they can with all the resources that they had. There was, you know, growing up in my neighborhood, it was dysfunctional. And within my house, there was a lot of love, but dysfunction. And with that, led me down to a path. Memorial Day weekend, 1995. I was out having fun for a couple of days and I was with a gentleman that got shot at. And that was the day my life changed. I had the fortune of living 2 lives, one of self-imprisonment, drugs and alcohol, and another one of financial freedom and being able to do what you want, when you want, how you want, with who you want. And that story really began in July of 96. I started cold calling on Wall Street, making $400 a day. And I learned every way to sell and anticipate no's through this process. And, you know, eventually I passed my Series 7, get my insurance license. What I didn't know then that I now know today, and for anyone that's out here, you're here for a reason, right? Everybody knows their reason. You could form a great partnership with somebody that you're here with today. But very simply for me, you know, I understood all the mistakes that I made were dummy taxes that Dave has always coached me on along the way. And these dummy taxes were make money and make mistakes. And I began to make really good money. We were just joking backstage. The guy that used to cut my hair used to give me internet stock recommendations. And that's, you know, the joke is once you're the guy that's cutting your hair gives you a stock recommendation, you might as well get out of that industry. And during that time, John Spring is one of my partners. He's a CFP here. Him and I used to open up new accounts over the phone and we would invest our own money inside of internet stocks. So if there's any real estate people here that, you know, sell real estate, invest in real estate, you may understand what that felt like in 2008. Anyway, what really this came down to, and I heard Andrew speaking before, and he talks about the structure of the business, right? LLC, C Corp, S Corp, all the different structures and how to go opposite through create of what everybody else is taught, because everybody's taught something for, you know, the mass is always going one direction, but really the folks that are really making the changes go in a different direction. What I've learned for anyone out here, if you want to make a lot of money, it comes down to sales and marketing. Period. It comes down to collaborating, partnerships, you know, being able to work with other folks. But then it comes down to surviving that success. As a matter of fact, in my book called Surviving Success, check out Rob at robgill.com. I will give you a free copy of that book as well as the audio. And it really breaks down all the mistakes that you don't have to make. And when I heard Andrew just speaking about the setting up the proper business structure, including the estate planning side of it, it all matters. And it matters on how you do it now. If you don't have any money, it's not about resources, it's about becoming resourceful. And you'll be amazed that once you step in and lean in to following your heart, a lot of things can happen. And yes, I did build an 8-figure business and I have a couple of 7-figure multiple businesses right now because I understand sales and marketing. What I didn't understand was business structure, having a proper legal team, and that's some of the dummy tax you pay along the way that put you where you are today.
And it's more than just the architecture that Andrew and other people can help you with. to set things up the right way. It's more than the executors like you guys do at Epic Financial, executing on plans and strategies that Andrew helps with. Mm. But there's a mindset to money.
Absolutely.
And one of the things both of us had to really overcome is the mindset of money and understanding how money is expanding, how scarcity plays a role energetically in our life. I know when I started working with you, I talked about frequency, vibration, and you look at me like a deer in a headlight, like, what the heck is that?
I love it.
And today, you know what I'm talking about. There's a frequency to money.
There is.
And you yourself have a frequency of vibration. And I can feel people that I know are financially successful because of their frequency.
Yeah, it's funny. You introduced me to Andrew in Dallas backstage last, I think it was July or August. I don't remember. And you knew, I knew right away that I was dealing with a different person. You know, when you see Andrew, folks, you're all here because of the tremendous marketing that Andrew and Aspire does. But you know what the most important thing and the best thing about Andrew, because he inspired the you-know-what out of me and my team in October, November, December to do certain things. The most amazing thing, and this is for anyone in sales, he provides even more value. The value that he provides to me is legendary. It's generational. And when David speaks on frequency, when David first started coaching me, he's right. He would talk like, and I just didn't understand what he was saying, but his certainty was so strong that it felt right. And that's what you got to be careful too, because you could come across mentors, coaches that have unbelievable level of certainty. And that's why you got to be able to, yes, trust your instincts, but also, you know, Dave will say, I ask the same questions over and over, like 10 times, because I want to make sure that I understand everything. So it's okay to ask questions, but frequency in all things in life matter, including money. It does have an energy. And, you know, David once taught me that I could do a, you know, what is that? A when you say something over and over again, what do you call that? Yes, I could do affirmations all day long.
Thank you.
But thank you. I appreciate that, brother. I could do affirmations all day long, every single day, and every single way I grow stronger and stronger, but it doesn't mean anything if subconsciously I'm thinking something different. He taught me the subconscious connection to the frequency. I know it's getting deep right now. I didn't expect this. He taught me the subconscious connection to frequency, because that's what really listens, not the affirmation. The affirmation is good just to kind of get you through a certain thing, but it's the deep breathing that Dave taught me, all these things. And when I watch Andrew on stage, and I've seen him now quite a few times, I get blown away each time I see him.
Yeah, and he dresses super cool too.
He does. He does. I like his gear.
Let's take a step back with Epic Financial. I think there's a lot of confusion around variety of financial services, planning, strategies, CPAs, accountants, bookkeepers, tax strategists, all the different variant people, and even people that are hugely successful don't know about a dynasty trust, for example.
Nope.
They probably don't know about asset-based lending, insurances, other different products, services, and solutions that can literally allow you to what? Compound your money absent taxes.
Yeah, I heard that. I was doing backflips backstage when I
heard it. That's almost as powerful as rich dad, poor dad, right? Yeah. What is true wealth? When your assets create more revenue than your expenses.
Yep.
When he said that compounding interest is now absent taxes, that's a huge addition to that. What exactly where do you fit into the picture working and collaborating with Andrew?
Yeah, well, I think the goal is, and I'll say this, it may sound rhythmic, but I want you to just kind of listen to the words I'm saying. The number one goal is to, how do you achieve or create the optimal amount of wealth with little or no additional out-of-pocket cost through the integration and coordination of all the money flows in versus flows out? How to recapture that money into exactly what David just mentioned via what Andrew was mentioning about 20 minutes ago, and how to set up those systems and processes. Now, if you're an entrepreneur and if you're a business owner and you want to get better and make more money, sales and marketing matter. How do you outpace your competition? Well, you got to add more value than your competition, which means you're not going to work 9 to 5. I got news for you, right? I do. Like, I love AI too. I think AI is great, but there is a counterculture movement. I see these young kids right now. They're not trying to hear anything about AI. There was 3 commencement speeches over the last couple of weeks where they got booed once the person started talking about AI. I understand it helps with workflow. I understand it helps with marketing assets, and it creates a speed all good, but there's a place I live in Fairhaven, New Jersey, right in Red Bank. I don't even know what happened, but out of nowhere, you have to wait like 4 blocks to get an ice cream cone in this place. It's like, and this was right after I started watching your boy Gary Vee start talking about IRLs and understanding the importance of events like this. By the way, these are going to get bigger and bigger. Communities are going to get bigger and bigger. Going out to dinner, some places are going to say, hey, you got to leave your cell phone so people could interact. Be aware of all that. Sales, marketing, right? Building a legal team around you. Understanding everything Andrew said is compounding in the absence of taxes, and how to do that in an integrated and coordinated way. So you want to make sure that you're working with members that have tools that can measure this for you, and you have a team. And here's the most important thing. Does your accountant speak to your financial advisor, fiduciary, insurance agent, trust officer, or estate planner? If they don't, then you're not taking that Rockefeller path. If they do, great. And if you want to learn how to get that set up, there's no one better than Andrew and his team that can show you how to do that. Amazing stuff.
Amazing stuff. Let's hear it for Rob real quick.
Hold on. Come on. Wait.
Get up there.
That's all I get? Give me a little bit more. I'm sorry. This is my first time. This is the first time I was in Austin, Texas. That's all I get? One more time. Hold on. Because I want to make sure this goes right to Andrew. On a count of three. Seriously, please, in the back. I had to wait 4 hours on the runway yesterday before our plane even took off because of the weather. So everyone, please stand up. Give me 10 seconds of a roar so that Andrew and his team feel exactly why you're here and how they can help serve you. On a count of three. One, two, not yet. One, two, good. Thank you. That made my day.
Made my day. Got the energy going again. All right, good. That's like a halftime break of the Knicks game, if anyone saw it.
Ooh, the Knicks. Yeah, they were down 20 with 7 minutes left.
I know, driving home, like, how'd that happen?
We're in Spurs land, though.
Now, you're giving your book away for free?
My book is for free, Surviving Success. If you want a copy of it, you can just email me at rob@robgill.com. In the email, I'll also send you the audio. You get to hear my voice doing the book, so that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, he has a South Texas accent, so it's hard to understand. In your book, though, I think we both resonate with both the positivity that's created by success.
Yeah,
we define now success. You mentioned it earlier, very similar ways. For me, success is when I can do what I want, when I want, with who I want, for as long as I want,
without any money or time constraints.
Without any money or time constraints. Yeah. And I've been there twice in my life.
I know,
but the first time I was there, I wish I had your book. Because I was
me too.
Too bad. What are some of the key takeaways in the book to help people with the mindset of success?
So Andrew said it before. He talked about we a lot of us grow up with no money, so we know that feeling. So when we get it, we're scared of success. I was petrified of success. I didn't know it. Right? It's funny. My sister Kathy Hurley is married to Bob Hurley's senior. He's the legendary basketball coach of St. Anthony's High School in New Jersey. She's married to his brother. And he has, you know, Bob Sr. has two kids, Bobby Jr., who went to Duke and won 2 national championships, my age, and Danny, who, if anyone knows basketball, knows he's the coach of UConn. He won 2 national championships, just became the runner-up this year. And I remember when they first met, I was 10 years old, and one of the best players in St. Anthony's at the time was a point guard by the name of David Rivers. You may remember him. He went to Notre Dame. And what I always remember when I look back now is Coach Hurley had such a discipline, no different than David. By the way, David Meltzer has a sleep coach. Let me just say that. Like, does anyone here have a sleep coach? I've never heard of that in my life. He has a sleep coach, which is incredible. The discipline is unreal. And when I watch the Hurleys, and I even see Danny right now, just watching him and just seeing how they performed in this past March. And yeah, I mean, he had a really good team, but his team did not match the NILs of the other teams. And he made it further than they probably should have. It's the discipline every single day. It's the discipline of waking up, putting your pants on, you know, one leg at a time and having rituals and habits that are congruent. So whenever I speak to Dave, he has like a system between his emails. He has a system on how he sleeps. He has a system. So you want to surround yourself with folks that have been there, done that, but are still in the game. That's why when I love watching Andrew speak, he's doing some things that I aspire to, right? When I'm around David Meltzer, I know that I have to level up. So who's your top five when it comes to your workout world, when it comes to social, when it comes out to your business? How is all that integrated and coordinated? And what kind of time are you spending on time, T-I-M-E, things I must earn? My relationship with Dave is 3 years, and he knows. I'm always a student with Dave. I never rush. You know, I kind of stay in my lane. Sometimes I might not ask enough. I should probably ask more. But I love just not just being around him, but watching the results that he creates through his action. That it's well thought out, and he's well positioned by doing so. And I got to meet Andrew through David. It was unbelievable for me.
And he is a blessing. So is the tour and the community that's created. One of the things that I found in my life, especially when I lost everything, I couldn't believe that I had paid such a high dummy tax of losing over $100 million, including my mom's house. But I remember in the revelation of how it happened, it was a simple thing that when I was coaching you, I realized you had the same difficulty, struggle, or challenge, which is filling this God-sized hole with everything but God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Chasing.
Drugs, alcohol, money, whatever else we were doing separately, obviously.
Yeah. We would have been bad together.
Or dead.
Yeah.
Through that, faith has played a really integral part in your recovery, but also your success.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, not religious, but in the belief in something bigger than you, how important is that in business and success?
It's the most important thing. And thank you for sharing that, David. Every time I sit down with somebody, I'm talking to a younger version of myself or my parents when they were 18 and 22 years old when they got married. So I could also talk to the billionaire. That's a gift that God gave me by living two lives before I got sober and after I got sober. But being what Epic really is to help people achieve financial sobriety through the integration and coordination of all of their different professionals, asset classes, and to help them accomplish what they want to accomplish. We can't do that. Some of my members are here. We can't do that unless we're tied to something that's bigger than all of us together. And I think that's been whenever I'm in a place where I want to control something, I've really, and this is through the training, but I've learned how to kind of stop my conscious because it's being affected by my subconscious and reframe it. And I think whenever I'm not in control and I'm a student and I just let, you know, live and let be, right? Just let things happen, not out of like, oh, I'm not going to go to work, let things happen, but like just kind of take a deep breath and not react right away and turning it over to something bigger than me, including the purpose of me trying to help or us trying to help business folks achieve what they want to achieve. All good things happen all the time. It's when I try and control things, that's where I get reminded that just doesn't work.
Yeah, the ego has three purposes. One is to control, one's to defend, and the other's to prove. And so I'm always catching myself, when am I trying to control something, defend something, or prove something?
Yeah.
It's not necessary when you have faith. You just keep doing your best, learn lessons, and have fun. Everything will come abundantly. You'll stop interfering with it.
And then you get in that flow state, like things just start, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody has the same amount of everything. It's just how much are you interfering with it? And with the last couple minutes, we want to make a lot of money for the sake of helping others and having fun. Andrew talked about compounding interest absent of taxes.
Yes.
You are an expert at knowing what's out there.
Yes.
If your timing and risk tolerance is to generate assets that create interest that compounds absent taxes, is there a certain strategy? Where should we start? Should we be buying IULs? What should we be investing in?
Yeah, I think there's a starting place for all that. One of the biggest things that I believe, though, above that, is to really make sure that we understand what the client's looking for. and we have those deep conversations, right? Then you got to gather all the information. You want to
make sure. How long does that normally take? Don't you spend a lot of time?
We have a 6-call process.
6 calls.
Yes, yes. 6 call over 60 days. It's not, nothing's transactional with us right away. We want to take the time to make sure that, everybody's on the same page, roles, responsibilities, and there's an understanding. Now, you know, when you talk about become your own bank and you use a lot, you said IUL, a lot of folks like to overfund whole life policies in a way to complement their wealth management account, in a way to set up the proper kind of trusts that create this ability to have that money be able to be transferred without taxation, right? And, you know, we talk about a lot of this in the one-on-one meetings that we have, and where does taxes play, where does the business structure play, and how all that plays in together. And I think, once again, if you want a copy of the book, Surviving Success, it breaks this stuff down. And it kind of, and we have videos on stuff like that where you can really gather information and learn. Go to rob@robgill.com. We'll send you a copy, including the audio. But I think the biggest thing is to make sure that we understand what the client wants and then bring in the right team members. And that's what Andrew does so great on how to create that compounding growth in absence of taxation.
We are so blessed to be part of the Aspire community with members like Andrew Cordell and Rob Gill.
He's a different
Let's give
speaker.
A huge round of applause for the amazing Rob Gill.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.